Lee Matthews is here for Macca's. My Macca's Rewards has arrived. Earn rewards with every Macca's run.
Lee Matthews is here. Plenty to talk more with him. But Jimmy, I want to talk to you, if I can.
Sure.
Put a little microscope on you. And okay. Feel free to jump in on this at any stage, Lee. Yeah. Big week at GWS.
Yep.
How does it feel now that the Leon Cameron reign is over?
Oh, look, I think we, as a club and as a coach, handled it as well as it could have been done. I think it's what he deserved, a classy send-off for a classy individual who has always put the club, and he's had a massive impact on the footy club. I know everyone can be a coach, but he was a coach of a startup for 9 years. Mm. And his values are well and truly entrenched in the footy club. I think the whole week was done in the manner it should have been done for someone like Leon Cameron.
Will you be part of the selection panel?
Yep.
Okay. Do you have a timeline on when you would like to have a new coach by?
We'll probably start putting some stuff together later this week or early next week, because we felt, out of respect for Leon, and which is the right thing to do, that you start having those discussions after he's had the send-off that he deserves.
So we spoke about a little bit, Jimmy, on the weekend. Which word more applies, like rebuild, reset, or rejuvenate? Which one do you think maybe? They're all slightly different, I think, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't think it's a rebuild, because we've got a lot of talent in the list, and we've had a couple of good drafts as well. So not rebuild. Refresh? Did you say refresh? I want to make another re-up.
Yeah, refresh, any of those re's.
I think it's more that, Lee. And I think when we put our heads together of what we're looking for in a coach, it's also looking at what we need in the football department as a whole. We know, I heard you talk about this, that where you go with your coach also can set what you're able to do and what you want to do in the football department, obviously with the soft cap and the spend. And you've got to see what are the priorities that we need. The Giants, all clubs will be doing this, but obviously for us now that we're trying to fill the coach, that you've got to spread that money across on to help take care of all the needs, or as many of the needs that you've got as possible. And some senior coaches can do a lot of one thing or a couple of things, and other senior coaches, you can put them in, and you need to fill other areas as well with that spend.
So you've said this a couple of times now, and I know Lee was mentioning on the weekend, we played it on Classified last night. Am I reading between the lines correctly here that you're not going to spend a large amount of your soft cap on one coach?
No, we haven't made that decision yet.
Okay.
So I'm not saying no. We haven't said yes. We just haven't got to the bottom of. Well, we've got to sit down and have a discussion anyway. Mm.
Just an observation, Jimmy. Yep. Gently, like I just noticed the crowd there's some low crowds around the competition, but Giants playing Carlton. Carlton normally a pretty big drawing club, and about 8,500 people sort of bothered to turn up in a way. I mean, and okay, it's Leon Cameron's last game. We always think that getting the coach who gets the team playing the best is important. But sometimes, and maybe Sheed was the example of this when he first came in, a decade ago, you sometimes need a big name, do you, just to sort of publicise the club as well?
Yeah, but I also think on-field plays a big part. When, 2016, 2019, but then you run into COVID as well and things like that. You didn't capture as much of the momentum off the back of a couple of those final series as well. And the Giants going so. Timing is a big issue, especially for, Lee, yourself, the Northern States, because you're competing against league and just different mindset of footy followers. So there's a number of factors. It was a disappointing crowd. I'm not going to shy away from that.
But is that the crowd didn't seem to get the imagination sort of increased by the fact that there was a big day for the Giants, or particularly, last game for Leon Cameron, that didn't seem to reflect the interest of your supporter base to get along and show their support.
Yeah, it was a bit of that, but I think we've seen across the board, and you touched on it, I think whatever you think the crowd is, like games at the MCG where we've gone, there should be 70,000, we've seen there's about 55. I think that's happened across the board.
Yeah, I don't think it's an unfair argument to say that crowds would drop off more in Western Sydney when the Giants aren't going as well,
absolutely.
A footy heartland that's dealt with it for 100
years. I agree with that.
Yeah. So, Lee, I know you talked a little bit about it on AW on the weekend, but all things considered, like, what you were mentioning there with Jimmy and brand recognition in a name, soft cap and what that's brought into the competition, and also you know, the Giants in general, they're still best six players are all highly paid and really good players. Do you have a gut feel as the type of coach that they need?
Oh, no, but I mean, all the things that are just kind of we're talking about here is what is Jimmy and the Giants decision makers will be weighing up. I mean, yeah, what cost is the coach going to be in salary?
Yeah.
And different, as we know, the coaches that come in that haven't coached before might maybe are in the 500,000 range. The premiership winning coaches might be in the $1 million range. So, yeah, you got to, Jimmy, and we spoke about this on Saturday. I mean, already we're starting to weigh that up. How do you get the best football operation? Which is partly I wondered, Jimmy, are you kind of thinking, okay, you know there's going to be a change of senior coach, but is there other parts of the club at this point of time you're having a footy department mainly, a real good look at?
Yeah, I think we're going across the lot. I know this is no different from other clubs, but you guys are addressing the Giants because they've got a vacancy as well. But look, it's really important for us for development because we've always got young talent coming in and you know, you want to maximise that as well. So, you know, we hit the draft with the three draft picks that we got for Jeremy Cameron. So you want to maximise that talent. So I think development is super important for us because we're getting guys, well, still majority of our guys are from interstate. That's just what's happened, you know, for you know, the New South Wales and Queensland team. So you want to fast-track development as quick as possible in those states as well to be competitive. So it'll be development we'll be looking at. You'll be looking at our list going forward. Whatever new coach comes in or other coaches comes around that, they might have different theories on where our list's at.
And last one, there were some reports Dean Solomon was going to come back and help Mark McVay in the interim. Is there any truth to that?
Yep, he'll give him a hand. He's volunteered some time because of their long-time teammates at the Bombers. So he'll be rolling up the sleeves and giving a hand.
So he's coming in to be what?
Help out. I guess it's like a pseudo assistant coach to help him out or give him some thoughts and ideas and help around.
Right. So, and
can
that's
I ask you a question, Jimmy, just on the big name thing. In the sort of, I guess, not so much the footy world, but the general sort of population of Western Sydney, your supporter base, would Alistair Clarkson or James Hurd be, who'd be the biggest name?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm not sure who they'd identify with the most. I think your football followers would know both. So that's, but I don't know about the passive whether, you know, follower who they'd know more of, Alistair Clarkson or James Hurd. It's a good question.
Mm.
Oh, I don't have an answer for that.
Question that you don't have an answer for. They're the best sort of questions.
Well, who do you think, Sam? Because you probably see it from a different lens than us. So who would capture that the passive follower of sport more?
The Sydney one, but the Sydney follower we're talking,
Sydney
aren't we?
Follower, yeah. That's the harder part of the question.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, he's got us both.
More Lee Matthews coming up shortly.